Real World Radio is speaking with Clemens Jutta. She's part of Young Friends of the Arts Europe. You are about to start an action here in Paris. Clemens, welcome to Real World Radio. And can you tell us, please, a bit of what is going to be in the action, actually?
Yeah, so to represent the unfair process and the back dealings in the UN conference, we wanted to show how the COP is a rigged game for rich countries, so how rich countries are actually dominating the talks and bullying countries from the global south into an unfair treaty that erases historical responsibility from the global north, therefore minimizing the action that must be taken by the global north, and also finance and compensation, that kind of thing. So to represent the fact that this is a rigged game, like an unfair process, we made two dice. A small dice representing droughts, floods, climate debt, and this is going to be the dice for the global south. And on this dice, which is very small, there's only every side of the dice is just one. So you can never win with this dice. And on the opposite, the dice for the global north is really huge, and it only has sixes on every side. So the global north wins every time. And also every dot is representing gas, coal, oil, war, fences, and money. So this is like the tools of the global north to maintain its domination over countries from the global south.
Okay, Clemens. And yesterday, Young Friends of the Arts Europe did another action also in the Arc of the Triumph, in which you represented also the negative role played by the developed governments.
Yeah, so what we were saying is that we wanted to do a play on the location, which is the Triumph, you know, this Arch of Triumph. And actually, we're saying that this is a cup of failure, you know, because when we come to Paris now, we know that the deck is kind of like the everything is in place already because of previous negotiations and also Bonn, the talks in Bonn earlier this year. And we already know what rich countries are willing to bring to the table, what their commitments are going to be. And as was shown by the Civil Society Fair Share Review, rich countries are doing nowhere near what they're supposed to be doing. So just as the COPs are opening, whatever they're going to say at the head of state meeting, we know already that they're not at all taking this question seriously and doing their fair share.
Okay, Clemens, we know that Young Friends of the Europe has been organizing for several months before this COP. Which are the main objectives that you have for these 2 weeks?
So we really want to change the mainstream narrative because we know what's going to be like depicted. We know how the countries are going to be represented. Every year it's the same thing. China, India, and other developing countries are presented as the ones who are blocking the talks and preventing progress from being made, when in fact these are just countries that are resisting the unfairness from, you know, the US, from Europe, from Canada, all these countries that need to act. And so this is really going to be our challenge, is to make actions, creative actions, to show people how this is so wrong, and even, how this narrative is so, you know, privileged and, not really depicting what's actually happening behind closed doors at the UN.
Okay, Clemens, and you are really very focused on actions in a country and in a city in which something horrible happened just a few weeks ago, but you are still standing. French people are still standing and trying to do things in the streets in these days.
Yeah, it's been really hard because, especially in France, morale is very low. But we know that, you know, this, what happened in France is also, you know, a result of a system that is failing completely on many levels. We know of the links between terrorism, oil, imperialism, all of this kind of, you know, all of these connected issues. So we know that this is like the least, you know, this is the time to act and not the time to, you know, despair and feel scared and stop voicing the connections between these issues. Like, it's never been more pressing actually to continue talking about climate change and this violence.
Okay, yeah. Clemens Jutta from Young Friends of the Earth Europe, thank you very much.